Currently, any collection company can pick up trash on any day of the week, which means people may have a trash truck outside their window every day of the week. The new system is an attempt to bring order to the collection system, which will ultimately result in noise reduction and less pollution. The city has not yet said how much the plan will cost. Ruben Gonzalez is part of the Los Angeles Area Chamber of Commerce, which is against the franchising initiative.
Well, I mean, it goes well beyond what it means for the chamber and for business. It's what it means for the city of Los Angeles. Basically, what you're going to see is a 30% increase in costs for trash to businesses, to multifamily unit owners. These are costs that eventually need to be passed down, you know, to customers of these businesses.
Gonzalez also makes the argument that this new system will force smaller collection companies to go out of business, which will result in people to lose their jobs. There are now about 140 trash companies operating in L.A. Gonzalez cites a study showing that cost to businesses will increase.
Either exclusive or non-exclusive would be probably about a 10% increase in the cost of trash hauling in the city. But the exclusive, according to this study, would go up about 30% on top of that 10%.
He says the city could have accomplished its goals with a non-exclusive system. That way, the city would still be divided into zones, but customers wouldn't be limited to one company per zone. On the contrary, supporters of the franchising system say that it will stabilize costs and help the environment.
You essentially create a race to the top where companies are going to bid. They're going to bid aggressively. They want the opportunity to have these service zones, and so they're going to try to pencil it out to where they can offer the cheapest rates possible, and then those rates are locked in.
Even though the vote is over, the fight is not. Opponents of the new system may try to get enough signatures to put the plan on the March ballot. Max Schwartz, Annenberg Radio News.